The fact that he hadn't eaten since the previous midnight didn't help either. Fasting before the ritual was not optional, regardless of age. Every year, it got a little more difficult. His faith led him to believe that it would all be worth it on this exalted night. Brother Roger left his room. A lone candle flickered on a windowsill at the end of the dark hallway. It offered practically no light to help him navigate his path. No matter, he could make his way around the monastery with his eyes closed if necessary. After so many years, there was no inch of that building that he hadn't explored and seared into his memory. The monastery had never modernized, adding electricity, so Brother Roger and his fellow monks were quite used to making their way around the building and the monastery grounds in less than optimal lighting conditions. The order's property spanned hundreds of secluded acres. From any point in the wooded area, the candles blazing in the windows of the old stone building made an impressive sight on a cold winter night. Jean-Pierre, the name flashed through his mind like a blazing comet across the night sky. That was his name when he was a little boy. He smiled, thinking of the faded memories of the happy time he had with his parents as a youngster. He could no longer recall their faces, especially his father's.